Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. It's not a done deal, says President Biden, but he tells reporters tonight that a Gaza ceasefire deal is closer than ever. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge.
President Biden warning Iran and its proxies not to launch retaliatory strikes against Israel for two assassinations while those ceasefire negotiations are ongoing, saying in a statement, no one in the region should take actions to undermine this process.
Saying they've seen their first case of polio in years, Palestinian health officials, an unvaccinated 10-month-old in Gaza. Civilians in an eastern Ukrainian city urged to speed up evacuations because Russian troops are closing in. This is Ukrainian troops push farther into Russia. VP Harris promoting economic proposals that include new tax breaks, a federal ban on price gouging on groceries, and incentives for first-time house buyers and home builders. Hurricane Ernesto pounding Bermuda and creating dangerous rip currents along the U.S. East Coast. This is ABC. We're hearing from patients of a doctor arrested for supplying ketamine to Friends star Matthew Perry before his overdose death last year.
At the clinic where Dr. Salvador Placencia works in Calabasas, there's a chalkboard outside advertising weight loss drugs like Ozempic. Callie Beeman says she was treated by Dr. P, as she calls him.
Dr. P was kind of a suspicious individual.
She says he was always willing to prescribe medications, would offer discounts for referrals and treatments, didn't work.
And how he didn't seem like a doctor.
A handwritten sign on the clinic door says it's closed for today. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Two doctors are among the five people charged in Perry's death. Pro-Palestinian protest organizers reached a deal with the city of Chicago over plans to march and hold rallies during next week's Democratic National Convention. An emergency court hearing scheduled for today was canceled. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The economy is doing well, but anecdotal evidence of Wisconsin food pantries suggests people are still struggling. Savannah Tomei Olson reports on one food pantry where traffic has doubled in the past year.
The Oregon Area Food Pantry has already served almost 550 people this month, and we're only halfway through August. The price of food is up, the cost of rent is up, and childcare is astronomical. The executive director says most people who rely on the pantry work, some of them two and three jobs, but with rising costs of living, it's just not enough. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Some county fairs in Wisconsin are banning lactating dairy cows this summer out of concern over bird flu spreading to dairy cows. Bird flu has not been found in any Wisconsin dairy herds, but it is affecting cows in states like Minnesota, Iowa, and Michigan. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Packers and the Broncos. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay Packers in Denver with their joint practice with the Broncos. Quarterback Jordan Love says the Broncos defense was challenging.
Doing the joint practices, going to see a new defense, going against new players. So there was a couple plays here and there that we missed. It just wasn't our best day productivity-wise. But, you know, it goes back to, you know, just being able to learn and grow from that. You know, seeing this new defense that we haven't really gone against, haven't got a scout. But we'll be able to go back, watch film, and, you know, learn from these opportunities.
Green Bay defensive back quarterback Jaire Alexander says he remembers watching the Carolina Panthers in a joint practice.
It always motivates me. It always brings me back to a time where I was in that position, looking up to players in my city like Steve Smith. So I know what it's like for them to have a player like myself come up and sign, and it's always humbling. I think this was a good day for us. I think there was a lot to learn from. You know, I think there's things we could have been better at. But all in all, this is what we do it for. We do it to improve.
That's the Packers' Jaire Alexander. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, few showers around tonight and a low in the mid-60s. And more clouds around for tomorrow, maybe a pop-up shower and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s Sunday. A couple of nice days Monday and Tuesday, mostly sunny and highs near 80. It's 69 degrees right now.
Hey, it's producer Conrad. Pete will be back from vacation Monday with guests Rob Thomas and Bill Leff. The Democratic National Convention is next week, so join the Nightlight stream from 7 to 9 p.m. on Facebook, YouTube, or X.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumu'ah Mubarak. It is the end of the week, and next week is the DNC. I'll be broadcasting live from Chicago, and it's going to be a good time. I'm looking forward to it. This is such an amazing and fascinating and frankly uplifting time in American history. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz have completely turned the race around. And frankly, I think, you know, they've completely turned around kind of the psyche of Americans. To good effect. So I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, and I hope you are too. We're going to have some good programming. Got a lot to talk about today. Vice President Harris pledges to fight poverty, to help home buyers. And what happens if Trump spirals out of control? Oh, and Mpox, used to be called monkeypox, is dangerously evolving and is now has spread to a bunch of African countries and now is in Sweden. And so we'll get into that in just a minute here in the first hour. Also, my op-ed today at HartmanReport.com, are the morbidly rich sabotaging the very system that made them wealthy? The answer, of course, is yes. The second hour of our program, can the right wing, can is it all that they can do is insult? I mean, is that all they've got, really? I just find it amazing, you know, when I post things on this Nazi-infested website, X, you know, that Elon has, or Elmo, or whatever his name is, has just ruined. And the right wing, the vitriol, just hate. No policy, no ideas, no suggestions, no, hey, let's improve America. Just hate. It's breathtaking. And can't they just let people be who they are and debate policy? We'll get to that in the second hour of the program. Also, Tony Carrick is going to drop by in our second hour. The White House has announced Medicare's negotiated drug prices. And back to the first hour and the third hour. While Trump calls universal health care a communist system, it is really about regulated capitalism. Just look at the rest of the world. So we've got a lot to talk about today. And, of course, it's Anything Goes Friday, whatever's on your mind. So just to start out with the kind of a news recap, who's J.D. Vance insulting today? Turns out today, spin the wheel, it's Irish Americans. Yep, he went off on this. Now, this was not today that he did this, so, you know, to give him some small amount of credit. This was back in 2021 when he was running for the Senate. But he was on this podcast with this very weird dude. He's got this beard. Like, his name is Jack Murphy, or at least that's the name he goes by. His real name is, hang on, I'll get to it. His real name is Jack Goldman, and he's got this huge beard that's all dyed right down the front, kind of like Hitler mustache style, you know. And Jack Murphy, it turns out, has an interesting background. He has a blog, a right-wing blog, in which he writes things like, and these are exact verbatim quotes, quote, Behind even the most ardent feminist facade is a deep desire to be dominated and even degraded. And then he goes on to say, rape is the best therapy for the problem. Feminists need rape. And then he goes on to say, I can smell feminist yearning for a thrashing from a mile away. Isn't this a sweet guy? So this guy is the guy that J.D. Vance went on the air with. The guy who says feminists need to be raped. And he said, you know, you had this massive wave. This is J.D. Vance. You had this massive wave of Italian, Irish, and German immigration, and that had its problems, its consequences. You had higher crimes. You had these ethnic enclaves. You had inter-ethnic conflict in a country that you really hadn't had before. Oh, really? We had never had inter-ethnic conflict, like killing all the Native Americans, or as many as we possibly could, the largest genocide in the history of the world, or, you know, kidnapping and bringing into the United States enslaved Africans and keeping them in slavery for 300 years, 400 years, and then you know, throwing them into a South African-style apartheid system for another 100 years. We've never had inter-ethnic problems, right? Other than the Irish. Look out for the Irish. Oh, man. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris promises that she's going to do some big things. Today is the day that they released some of it yesterday. The rest of it's coming out today. She wants to eliminate medical debt for millions of Americans. She wants to ban price gouging of food and groceries. She wants to cap the price of insulin and other prescriptions. And she wants to grant a $6,000 tax credit for newborn children in their first year. Take that, J.D. Vance, with your infantilism, or, you know, there's a word for that, you know, people who have a fetish for babies, but whatever. She also wants to give first-time homebuyers who have paid their rent on time for 2 years a $25,000 boost for their down payment. Wow. She also is supporting Lena Khan over at the Federal Trade Commission, who is talking about breaking up some of these big monopolies. This is why we're being ripped off. These monopolies control entire industries, and so they get to set prices without competition. You know, just violating the basic rule of capitalism. Tim Walz, of course, put into place one of the most generous tax credit plans in the country, free school meals and paid family leave. But to housing, this is a BFD. Vice President Harris says she has a four-year housing plan that would promote the construction of 3 million new housing units, provide substantial down payment aid to first-time homebuyers. I just mentioned that, $25,000. And you know how the price of rent has just exploded in the United States in the last 10 years? And the reason why is because, you know, back in 2009, Citibank came out with this white paper about how the Wall Street should get into the housing industry, and they did. They jumped in with both feet. Just 32 institutional investors, big corporations and hedge funds, own over almost a half a million single-family homes across the United States. Five large investors own 300,000. And they use AI technology to figure out how high they can jack prices. And so she is proposing legislation to crack down on them by doing away with their tax break for being landlords. And I think this is just great. I mean, she's going to get a lot of crap for this, but I think it's just great. And, you know, we need to be paying attention to this. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is self-destructing. The people around him are freaked out. One campaign insider speaking to the Daily Mail said that they think he's been in self-destructive mode since Joe Biden dropped out. They also think that he is choosing to lose, and that he's suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, after his assassination attempt. You know, the guy's 78. Apparently, he's obsessively watching footage of the moment he was shot over and over and over again. There's something wrong with this guy. Frank Luntz has come out and said that Trump is, quote, committing political suicide. He says entire voting blocks have collapsed toward Harris, causing a major shift in the campaign. It's as though he has lost control, said Luntz to CNBC's Squawk Box. He said, I know that there are billionaires who watch this show who are spending a lot of money on Donald Trump, and they don't understand why he's committing political suicide. He's mentally ill. I mean, you know, we've known that for a long time. It was kind of a novelty back in 2016. We were over it by 2020. That's why we voted to kick the bum out. And he's gonna lose terribly this time around, and he's gonna take the GOP with him. The question in my mind is what's gonna happen to the GOP afterwards. But we'll talk about that another time. And finally, the last story here before I get to my op-ed is Mpox has now shown up in Sweden. There's a new variation, a new strain. This virus mutates just like COVID mutates, just like the flu mutates. It has so far spread to Burundi, Kenya, Rwanda, and Uganda, and is endemic in the or near endemic in the or epidemic rather in the Democratic Republic of Congo, the DRC. The DRC has recorded 15,664 potential cases, 548 deaths. This is a disease that gives you kind of COVID-like symptoms, you know, fatigue, wild headaches, high fevers. But then you get these pustules that erupt all over your body, pus-filled blisters, you know, like chickenpox, only worse. And the virus was discovered in 1958 in Denmark in monkeys kept for research. And then in humans, it was first discovered in 1970 in the DRC. It's passed through close physical contact, like shaking hands with somebody. It also causes muscle aches. So the U.S. Department of Health is donating 50,000 doses to the DRC. But now that this thing has spread to Europe, Europe is on alert. Now, I don't think this is going to, I mean, this may well go worldwide. In fact, probably will. But I don't think it's going to be as bad or as frightening as COVID, because number one, it's harder to transmit. And number two, we've got a vaccine for it already. We didn't have a vaccine for COVID during the first year. So it's going to, which means that the impact, of course, is going to be far worse in poor countries, which is a tragedy. But that said, for those of us living in the first world, as it were, I think we'll probably be able to deal with it in a way that won't freak us all out. It's 16 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Are the morbidly rich sabotaging the very system that made them wealthy? I'll tell you about that right after the break. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread, and bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Dog Whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
If the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development, I am like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
To do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with 4 proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game-changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. justthrivehealth.com.
Things right, brought fairness to the workers' fight, but now it's twisted, turned around. The rich are taking all that sound. Monopolies rise, the small ones fall. The rich get richer, ignoring the call. No unions, low pay, and broken dreams, while the rest of us are caught in the schemes. Are the rich tearing down the dream?
Will the morbidly rich ever go back to being good American citizens? Both our op-ed and our song for the day. 22 years ago, oh, yeah, excuse me, that I've got the wrong article here in front of me. Here we go. Are the morbidly rich sabotaging the system that made them wealthy? That's the title for today. And now they're pulling the ladder up, by the way, to make it harder for entrepreneurs and small business people to succeed in America. This is, you know, one of the top architects of Project 2025 got kind of busted with a hidden camera interview. It came out yesterday. And, you know, he said that he's still with Trump. Trump's still with him. He's, you know, they're going to run the Trump administration. You know, they're going to just basically destroy the guardrails around capitalism. See, there's two kinds of capitalism. This is the thing people miss all the time. People say, oh, yeah, capitalism took away your health care. Capitalism did this or capitalism. There's two kinds of capitalism. There is raw capitalism, the kind that was practiced from the time of Gilgamesh up, you know, up until the late 1930s in the United States. Sometimes it's referred to as laissez-faire capitalism, which is French for leave me alone. In other words, unregulated capitalism. Now, with raw capitalism like that, what you end up with is a very small number of very rich people, and each family owns basically one industry. You know, we saw this in the United States a couple of hundred years ago, or 150 years ago. The Rockefellers owned oil. The Carnegies owned steel. The Vanderbilts owned railroads. The Astor family owned real estate. The Armour family owned meatpacking. The Morgan family owned banking. The DuPont family owned chemicals and explosives. I mean, right across the board, they were oligarchs who completely dominated these industries and never allowed small competitors in. In fact, wiped them out, you know, gleefully. That's what you get with libertarian economic policies. It's called raw or laissez-faire or vicious capitalism. The second kind of capitalism is what Adam Smith and David Ricardo talked about back in 1776 and 1920, or 1820, excuse me, respectively, but was not really put into place until here in the United States. Franklin Roosevelt, in 1933, when he became president in March of 1933, he put into place what was referred to then as Keynesian economics, which was really just classical economics with regulated capitalism. He said, we're going to allow labor to have equal power with employers through unions. We're going to have regulatory agencies that are going to say you can't increase your profits by dumping your poison in the rivers where they end up in people's water supplies. We're going to protect consumers from bad products. We're going to protect consumers from bad drugs and dangerous foods. This regulate, and we're going to have antitrust laws so we don't end up with individual industries entirely dominated by one, two, or three companies. Now, a large part of the Reagan agenda, which was followed by Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, and Obama, was to allow these conglomerates, to allow these massive monopolistic industries. Biden is going after them for the first time. He's taking us back to Keynesian economics, taking us back to this whole antitrust thing, which is just great. And Lena Khan at the Federal Trade Commission doing the same thing, which is why there's all this pressure on Biden and Harris to fire her. But anyhow, the bottom line is we're bringing this back, and you've got these billionaires in the Republican Party who, we're bringing back regulated capitalism, which then allows for a middle class and protects working class people. And the billionaires and the right wingers and the GOP, they want to go back to, they want to, charge forward into complete raw capitalism, get rid of all the regulatory agencies. Six Republicans on the Supreme Court just championed this effort by overturning the Chevron deference. And basically turn America into the world that Charles Dickens wrote about in Christmas Carol, where you've got a small number of very rich people, a small number of middle class people, and a massive number of working poor living in grinding poverty. This is the Republican vision for America. You can read all about it at HartmanReport.com today. I'll be right back with your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's Anything Goes Friday. Stay tuned. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, BERINE.com, code Tom, THOM.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. It's not a done deal, says President Biden, but he tells reporters tonight that a Gaza ceasefire deal is closer than ever. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge.
President Biden warning Iran and its proxies not to launch retaliatory strikes against Israel for 2 assassinations while those ceasefire negotiations are ongoing, saying in a statement, no one in the region should take actions to undermine this process.
Saying they've seen their first case of polio in years, Palestinian health officials, an unvaccinated 10-month-old in Gaza. Civilians in an eastern Ukrainian city urged to speed up evacuations because Russian troops are closing in. This is Ukrainian troops push farther into Russia. VP Harris promoting economic proposals that include new tax breaks, a federal ban on price gouging on groceries, and incentives for first-time house buyers and home builders. Hurricane Ernesto pounding Bermuda and creating dangerous rip currents along the U.S. East Coast. This is ABC.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican vice presidential running mate J.D. Vance in Milwaukee Friday meeting with law enforcement officers. He says if elected, the Trump administration would make it easier to do their jobs. Vice President Harris has been running on her record as a former prosecutor and promises to support police. The Democratic National Convention starts Monday in Chicago. Protesters say they're dismayed by restrictions. Catherine Carley reports.
Julie Ramirez, a member of Chicago's city council, criticizes restrictions on protesters ahead of next week's Democratic National Convention, banning stages, portable restrooms, tents, and sound equipment.
The city is taking away the beauty of the protest, the beauty of community.
Officials argue those could be a safety risk or used for illegal activity. I'm Catherine Carley.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Bob Odenkirk and Bill Burr have been on their share of stages, but both will experience a first when they head to Broadway next spring. The actor-comedians will join Kieran Culkin on Broadway and Glengarry Glen Ross. If you haven't seen the 1992 film written by David Mamet based on his play of the same title, it's worth a watch. The story is set in a cutthroat Chicago real estate office. Burr will be in the Dave Moss role, played by Ed Harris in the film. Culkin will play Richard Roma, who is portrayed by Al Pacino, and Odenkirk takes the role of Shelley Levine, the character played by Jack Lemmon. That's one to see. If Taylor Sheridan has writer's cramp, he is great at hiding it. He's written yet another Yellowstone spinoff that's headed to the little screen. The show Madison will star Michelle Pfeiffer as the female lead. She will also executive produce. Madison follows a New York City family as they adjust to life in the West. Rumors are that Kurt Russell will also join the cast. Madison's previous title was 2024. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, few showers around tonight and a low in the mid-60s. And more clouds around for tomorrow, maybe a pop-up shower and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s Sunday. A couple of nice days Monday and Tuesday, mostly sunny and highs near 80. It's 69 degrees right now.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate. That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Todd's in Chicago getting ready to cover the Democratic National Convention. So on our next show, tune in for coverage of the event.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hey, Russ, what's up?
Thanks, Sam. Yeah, you know, I was going to call what you talked at the beginning. Is this probably the end of Trump? Because what was it? Maria Teresa Kuma was on. It was 50,000 new voters in Arizona. They went out and signed. Kids are signing up. Our enthusiasm gap jumped from 46 to 88. You know, Tom, but you don't see it in the polls. What was it? The girl running for Rick Scott's seat.
Yeah.
50.1 to 49.9. And we didn't contest that. He won it by 8,000. You know what she's saying down there in Florida? She's going to the old people's, the retirement homes. Kamala Harris signs, Kamala Harris hats.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Tom, they're still stinking Republicans. You see Georgia, you heard what he did, the governor. He has $1.2 million to feed the kids. Nah, I ain't feeding them.
Yeah,
I ain't taking
yeah, he's refusing
money.
To spend yeah. money to for school lunches. Yep, you're right.
But they're scumbags,
such a good
Tom.
Man.
Here's what I ask them. Ask them. Would you raise taxes on the rich, medical leave, strengthen Social Security, abortion, Azinger, all of them? Yep. They'll tell you, no, we're Republicans.
Yep.
I wouldn't trust them as far as I could throw them.
Yep.
But it looks like I don't see it in the polling, though, Tom. She's 50-46 in Pennsylvania. Or 50,
yeah, I'm not trusting the polling, whether it's up or down or whatever. You know, the polling has been wrong ever since 2016.
Some people think he's going to get blown out. You know the guy, he ran the Cheney campaign. He's always on TV. I don't know if you watch Nicole Wallace. He's out of Texas.
Is that Tim? What's his name?
With glasses. I can't think of his name, but he ran the Cheney
yeah.
campaign.
Okay.
He thinks she could get a 4 or 5 point boost out of this because this guy is so pathetic.
Oh, I agree. I think it's going to be a blowout election. And here's an added twist. I just tweeted this as a question for people. Donald Trump yesterday requested that Judge Mershon postpone his sentencing. Right now, he's supposed to be sentenced on September 18th.
After the election.
Yeah, and he wants it moved until after the election. And I believe that the reason why is that he's afraid that Judge Mershon, particularly since Trump caused Mershon's daughter to have to go into hiding, that Mershon is actually going to give Trump prison time. That he will have to serve starting the day after the election. And so I think Trump is asking to postpone the sentencing because the day after the election, when it is announced that he has lost, he's going to be on his plane to Venezuela.
Yeah, I think so, too. But, you know, Tom, too, you hear this stuff. I know you like one subject. Oh, we got to burn this party to the ground. What are you going to come out of your ashes, Tom? You don't believe in women's rights, abortion rights. What new party? That's all they're going to give you is frosting on the cake, and it's the same cake Trump's trying to ram down your throat.
Yeah, this
they
is.
They don't believe in our ideas.
No, you're right,
what
Russ. This is
the, they think.
This is the big question. Is the Republican Party, after Trump goes down in flames, is the Republican Party going to reinvent itself in the mold of Ronald Reagan, of Donald Trump, or of Dwight Eisenhower?
Nikki Haley.
If they choose.
How about Nikki Haley?
Well, Nikki Haley's just she's also Ronald Reagan. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's basically she's just a neoliberal. So if they choose either Trump or Reagan, they're going to continue to be, and going forward will become a minority party in the United States. If they choose Dwight Eisenhower, then they have a chance. But I just don't think they will do that. I don't think the billionaires will allow them to do it. Russ, thanks for the call. Tom in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Tom. Tom? Whoa.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I want to, if you give me 30 seconds, 45 seconds, you know, they're going against Tim Walz on character.
Mm-hmm.
I looked up things on him. When that gentleman was 17, his father was diagnosed with lung cancer. Tim took over helping run the family farm, continued to go to high school, picked up a shift at the tool and die or metal shop that his dad was working to help the family out. You want to come up with character? In 1989, he was voted as the number one National Guardsman in Nebraska.
Wow. He's a good man. I mean, you know,
taking the stress.
Finish your rant, Tom, and then I'll.
Okay, yeah, taking the stress off his father let him live all the way to 1994. Also, when he was a member of the Minnesota National Guard and he was deployed, he worked on blizzards, floods, and tornadoes.
Yep. Yeah, and he also he was also deployed overseas as well. He was deployed to Italy in support of Operation Iraqi Liberation. Here's the latest hit on him. This is all over the right wing this morning. Yesterday, Harris and Walz released a cute little video. You can see it all over Twitter. It's about 8 or 9 minutes long where they're just having this conversation, the two of them. And they're in a restaurant, and he starts out, you know, she says, "You want some tacos?" And he's like, I eat white boy tacos or white man tacos or whatever. And she's like, "What's that, tuna fish and mayonnaise?" And he's like, "Nah, just ground beef and cheese." And she says, "No spice?" And he says, "No spice." He said, "In Minnesota, the top of the spice spectrum is black pepper." And so now you've got people saying, "Oh, isn't that racist? He's talking about white boy tacos." And I said, come on, I grew up in the Midwest. He's right. You do not get spicy food in the Midwest. It is not like New Orleans, you know? Or New Mexico, if that's all they've got, Tom, it's pathetic. They're going down in flames. I'm telling you, Tom. Excellent.
Oh, I tell you what, it could be Goldwater Miller 64 times.
I think so. I think you're absolutely right, Tom. Thanks for the call, John in Niles, Michigan. Hey, John. Speaking of Michigan, John. Excuse me. What's up?
Yeah, Tom. I was wondering if I could. Play a folk song from the Seekers about the title is "I'll Never Find Another You."
No, you can't. It will cause YouTube to ding us and bounce us because it's a copyright violation. What was the point of playing the song?
I won't play it. But most of your listening audience has never heard this beautiful folk song. It's titled "I'll Never Find Another You" by the Seekers.
I remember that song.
And Judith Dunham passed away a couple years ago, and her beautiful voice and the harmony of the group and the lyrics, extremely uplifting in all of this negativity and lies and all this stuff. So I highly encourage your listeners, especially the ones that have never heard that, to listen to it.
Great. Okay, you got it, John. Thank you. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
The uber rich.
Okay, go for it.
I was looking at another one of those videos that shows how much the richest man in the world gained, and I'm tracking it per president. And basically, they gain roughly twice as much for every 8 years. Bill Clinton, they did a little better. George W. Bush, they lost money. And Obama, they also gained roughly twice as much. But for Trump, in 4 years, they gained 2.5 times as much.
Yeah.
Because of his tax cut, but more important than that, what was even bigger than that was quantitative easing.
The Fed helped him Jerome Powell.
Trillions.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like Jerome Powell.
It was like something like $20 trillion, wasn't it? Some mind-boggling amount of money?
Well, if you add Trump's and Powell's total, yes, it comes over $20 trillion.
Yeah.
But the thing that under Biden, the richest man in the world has only gained about $40 billion, roughly the amount that he paid
That's
for
Elon.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Yes. So he went from $13 billion to over $200 billion, but he's only gotten $40 billion under Joe Biden. And that's why the tech guys are so anti-Joe Biden, because they want that quantitative easing back. They want that fascist quantitative easing back, because that's where they made the big bucks. And when you sit back and look at it's kind of strange. Joe Biden has seen almost as many points added to the Dow as Trump did, but the billionaires aren't getting the money.
Yeah.
That money is being spread out to everybody else, because what's happening is now the Fed, for Joe Biden, the Fed is pulling in those trillions, and they're taking billions and billions of dollars out of the economy under Joe Biden, and that money's coming out of the rich guys' pockets. They're losing some of that those bonds, those corporate bonds. And that's why they're not making money.
Yeah, makes sense. I saw a meme this morning on Twitter that Elmo is making $10 million a minute. Jeff Bezos is making $4 million a minute. There was some other guy, some other billionaire is making $3 million a minute. And then it said, but yeah, sure, illegal immigrants are really hurting America. That's the problem.
And they're all still around $200 billion. It hasn't moved since Joe Biden's been president, because the Fed is pulling all those trillions out of the, it's called quantitative tightening.
Yeah, there you go. I got
it. That's why you have all those tough guys going for Donald Trump. They want that fascism, and they want it badly.
I get it, Larry. Larry, thank you. You always bring the goods. Great talking with you. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Anything Goes Weekend. Picking up your calls. Stay tuned.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now, to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002, or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to share two insights from the National Consumer Law Center on medical debt. First, never pay medical debt with borrowed money or credit. According to the NCLC, unlike credit card debt, medical debt will often carry low or no interest payments or late charges. So don't take out a second mortgage to pay it off, and never put medical debt on your credit card. Second, treat medical debt as a lower priority debt to be paid only after you pay your mortgage, your car loan, or things with higher interest. Now, the NCLC isn't saying you never have to pay your debt off or that there aren't consequences to not paying it. Just be smart about what you pay when, and don't use something with a higher interest rate to pay something with a lower interest rate, like medical debt. For more Everyday Money tips, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
an unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you harassed
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
I'm here on the airwaves, ready for the fight. I'm challenging the voices that think they know what's right.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Morris in Long Beach, California. Hey, Morris. Welcome to Lefty Talk
Bruno
Radio. What's
Mars.
Up?
What's going on, Tom? You ever heard of Bruno Mars?
I have not.
Yeah, Bruno Mars, though, he's like the Beatles of today. Anyway, he opened up yesterday, Tom, at the Intuit Stadium. The Intuit Stadium is a brand-new Clippers basketball arena that Steve Ballmer's built it. He built it.
Uh-huh.
And so they opened up with Bruno Mars yesterday. And I was at the concert, but I wasn't inside being entertained. I was outside protesting. And what I was protesting was that new... Oh, by the way, before I get started, let me say this. Larry... If you're still listening, you're a bad man. Okay, let me move forward now. But anyway, I'm out there protesting at the Intuit Stadium. You know, Bruno Mars is performing. Now, what I'm protesting is this time, Mr. Ballmer agreed to give the city of Inglewood $100 million to build this new stadium. $75 million went to the developers. Okay, I'm jealous, but nothing I can do about that. But 12.7 or 12.3 was to come to our school district, the Inglewood Unified School District, which has been in receivership for about 11 years. The school district was not even aware of this money. We're talking about a CBA. CBA is abbreviation for Community Benefits Agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime they build these big old stadiums, they have one of those. Well, in order to get a copy, check this out, Tom, you're a smart man. In order to get a copy of this Community Benefits Agreement, I'm talking about the county administrator, Dr. James Morris, his office, in order for him to get a copy of this community benefits agreement, which specifies how much money his district is supposed to get that they didn't know about, the county clerk, Alicia Thompson, wants the county to come in with, tell them to wait 35 days and pay for every page. Now, Tom, that's criminal, because
wow.
Normally you can go on Google, you can go online and Google stuff like that.
Yeah.
But what's happening is we got a mayor, James Buss. I don't get mad at the player. Look at the game. Thank you, Citizens United. We got two billionaires that are just running roughshod in Inglewood. One of them is named Steve Ballmer, the richest man in sports, and the other one is named Stan Kroenke, who's a puppet master in Inglewood. For example, Stan Kroenke owns the Los Angeles Rams. He got 297 acres to build his stadium. I'm jealous, but check this out. He got a tax exemption on school bonds. Now, how does that happen?
Wow.
But anyway, get back to the Intuit statement. Stadium. I'm out there. All I want, Tom, is the $12 million plus dollars that's coming to the school district. Now, if you're in real estate, they got a word called concurrent. Everything works. You work with an escrow company and a title company. Everything's done concurrently. You get the house. I get my money. That guy, the bank gets their money. A new loan. Everything's done concurrently. When that guy got here, that guy being Steve Ballmer, when he got his certificate of occupancy from the city of Inglewood, at that moment, Escrow's Clothing sent us our check, but we haven't gotten it yet. So check this out. On July the 4th, I protested in front of the stadium. On July the 3rd, I called the Inglewood Police Department to let them know I was protesting. The reason why I do that is because I don't want to trouble with my wife. Okay, when I called July the 3rd, the Inglewood Police Department to let them know I'll be protesting in front of the new stadium, guess who answered the phone, Tom?
Hmm.
Who? Take a guess. The mayor, James Butt.
Oh, how cool.
I'm not kidding you. So I said, Mr. Butt, because I just recognized his voice. What are you doing here? Well, the person just stepped out for a moment. He's the mayor. What are you doing answering the phone at the police department? So they're paying attention to me.
Yeah.
They had another thing in Inglewood where they had a political festivity. Maxine Waters was there, whatnot, and I was protesting that. They tried to throw me out. They tried to throw me out last night, but I know the law. So I'm going to get this money. Democracy, it's an action thing. You got to get busy doing something.
Yeah. Whatever
you can do, it don't matter what it is. But I've been an advocate for the Inglewood Unified School just for 5 years, okay? And this is the month of August of 2024. We are due $12 million. Give me my check.
There you go.
All right, let me let you go, Tom.
Okay, good luck, Morris. That's a good one. Morris is an inspiration to us all, I'm telling you. Rudy in Chicago. Hey, Rudy, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I just wanted to get your thoughts on this Social Security thing as it relates to Project 2025 with conservatives coming back into office. And, you know, it kind of ticks me off that they don't tell the truth to the American people about Social Security. You know, it dates back, I guess, when FDR approved it and so forth. And, you know, this country gives away billions and billions of dollars every year to other countries and so forth. But yet still, you know, they tell, you know, the people, well, you know, Social Security, the longevity, we don't know if money going to be there past 2035. But yet and still, they give away all this money. They don't get the money back. You know,
The simple matter, the fact of the matter is that Social Security taxes on your income are capped right now at around $170,000 a year. So if you make more than $170,000 a year, you no longer pay Social Security tax. And so what that means is that, you know, all the people who make under $170,000 pay 100% of the Social Security tax, and people who make $1 million a year, $2 million a year, Elon Musk, you know, making $40 million a minute or whatever, $10 million a minute, they're paying nothing into the Social Security fund after they've paid on that first $170,000 worth of income. And if every American, including millionaires and billionaires, paid the exact same percentage as a bus driver or, you know, a janitor or a person working at McDonald's, then Social Security would not only be solvent for the next 70 years, it would have enough extra money that we could give a 20% raise to everybody in the country on Social Security. And you know, conceivably, we could expand the Medicare program to include dental, hearing, vision, and, you know, substantially expand Medicare. But Republicans will not allow it. They want that money. They want the Social Security. They've been calling it socialism and a Ponzi scheme ever since 1935 when FDR put it into law. And they want that money to be administered by Citibank and Bank of America, you know, the big banks that give massive contributions to Republican politicians.
Yeah, I mean, they call it, you know, entitlement. And that's a lie because, I mean, this is the people money. They worked.
Well, you're entitled to it because you paid into it.
Yeah,
I mean, I think we need to revive that word. I mean, I have a little bit of money in my checking account. I'm entitled to it.
Right,
it's my money.
Exactly.
So.
And I don't know what or not, you know, if they do something like this, they're talking about cutting or getting rid of it. What are the people supposed to do? I mean, you got people living on 100% of Social Security.
Oh, I know, it's terrible. And it used to, you know, in 1980, when Reagan came into office in 81, you could live on Social Security, but he changed the cost of living formula so that every year Social Security benefits relative to inflation went down. And now it's really damn hard to live on Social Security. Rudy, I got to run, but thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superberine plus 15% off. Just go to superberine.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superberine, B-E-R-I.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
All next week, we'll have special coverage of the DNC in Chicago with Catherine Lake. And joining us Monday morning, it's former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.